You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN, KGYM.
Back with you on a Wednesday. It's a midweek edition of the Gym Class right here on KGYM 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes joining me from the back porch in the southwest side. Andrew on the other side of the glass once again here as we come your way from the Econ Nutrition Studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Good show coming up for you. It is Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. We will talk golf with you, answer your question about your game, your specific question. We'll do that with our resident pro, Brian Haas, and that'll be coming up here in just a little bit. News and notes, especially coming out of Iowa City today and dealing with women's basketball and football. The Iowa baseball team in action as we speak, as the Big Ten baseball tournament is back on schedule after a sketchy start. Iowa and Michigan will update you on that throughout the hour here as well. 319-200-2696 is the text line, going with the temporary text line once again. So give it a shout. 319-200-2696. Again, our apologies for not having the regular text line, but if you'd like to phone in with the same digits that you're used to, you can do so at 319-366-1696. And we come your way on a midweek Wednesday edition of the program, and a day after we knew it was going to be a bumpy ride yesterday around the Midwest and especially throughout the state of Iowa, and that exactly was the case, as many areas seeing severe weather. And that includes our friends and neighbors over in the southwestern part of the state in Greenfield. Thoughts and prayers go out to them as that town was impacted for the rest of time, more than likely, with the big tornado that went through there yesterday. And Mark, good afternoon to you. And I know you're also, we've been through this a million times, but it never gets any easier, does it?
No, it doesn't. And thoughts also from me to the folks in and around Greenfield. What devastation I saw from the pictures and clips and whatnot. And, man, that's a tough situation. But you're right, we have seen it before, unfortunately. And just a tough thing to see.
Yeah, and it's I don't think they have the specifics yet and won't for a while. But by all indications, just a massive, massive storm out there. And hopefully we don't get to see that in the near future anyway when we have a rain event come through here. Andrew, good to see you again. How are you?
Good to be here.
Good to see you. As we mentioned, we've got baseball going on. The Hawkeyes and the Wolverines playing in Omaha at the Big Ten Baseball Tournament. And right now, I believe they are headed to the top of the fourth inning in Iowa, the 5 seed with a 1-0 lead over the 4th seed in Michigan Wolverines. We'll keep you updated on that one throughout the afternoon here, because Spencer will also keep you updated on that. Spencer on Sports coming your way next from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. And then we've got NBA basketball. We had game one of the Eastern Conference Finals last night. Tonight, we have game one of the Western Conference Finals. Minnesota and Dallas. Yeah, we thought that was going to be the case. 7 p.m. tonight with the pregame, 7:35 with the tip-off from Target Center up in Minneapolis. So we will have most all of the conference finals. I know Sunday night we are going to broadcast the Sunday night ESPN baseball game, because it is Cubs-Cardinals, and we are in the Midwest, so there is a lot of interest as far as that game is concerned. But other than that, we will get all of the conference final games and the NBA final games. Also going to bring you the Stanley Cup Finals, and maybe a few isolated games in the conference finals for hockey as well here throughout the next few weeks or so. Again, 319-200-2696, the temporary text line, 200-2696 with a 319 area code. And news today, Mark, basically coming out of Iowa City for women's basketball and for football. Let's start on the gridiron, or off the gridiron, if you will. And tis the season, late May into early June, for kickoffs and dates and kickoff times and networks, et cetera, et cetera. Found out another one. We knew that there was going to be a Friday night Big Ten football game for Kirk Ferentz and the Iowa Hawkeyes. I must admit, this was probably, if I rank them in order from most likely to least likely, this may have been my least likely, but it ends up being the Friday night game.
Yeah, it's Iowa at UCLA, Friday, November 8th. It's an 8 o'clock Central Time kickoff on Fox. And this may not be Kirk Ferentz's worst nightmare, but we know how he feels, but has embraced the fact that Big Ten teams are going to play Friday night games. If not every year, every other year, something like that. This year, I think there's nine Big Ten games on Friday night. Iowa has two, of course, the Black Friday game with Nebraska on November 29th. So we know how much Kirk Ferentz in the past has said he doesn't really like going to the West Coast and really not a fan of Friday night college games. And he said he's not in the high school ranks, but really respects that aspect of it. But that day's gone by. It really has, especially in the Big Ten now.
Well, in other conferences as well. And if you'd like to comment, 319-200-2696 to Iowa and UCLA from the Rose Bowl. First time those two teams will meet in that storied venue since 1986. That was the Eric Ball game, I believe. Is that correct, Mark?
yeah, I was two trips out there. We're both decided by second or third string running backs. Jacques Robinson, I think his name was.
From Washington.
Yeah, and didn't end well the two times I was out there in my lifetime anyway.
Yeah, man. We know that ABC has been Saturday night football for a while, three or four years. NBC got started last year with their version of Saturday night Big Ten football. Fox is taking over the Friday nights as far as college football is concerned. I don't think they're going to go after Sunday, but I don't think the NFL is going to be caught in anything, to be brutally honest with you, and I don't think anyone has the wherewithal to go up against the Goliath that is the National Football League. But if you are, in case you are wondering, the Fox lineup for Friday nights is going to look like this. In September the 13th, it's going to be Arizona at Kansas State, Illinois at Nebraska on the 20th, September 27th, Wisconsin at Rutgers, October 4th will be Michigan State at Oregon, October 11th, Northwestern at Maryland. Oregon at Purdue at Ross-Ade will be October the 18th. Rutgers goes to USC. How much are we clamoring for Rutgers-USC, a 10 o'clock kickoff in the Midwest, Mark, on October the 25th?
Not so much.
That will be a beauty. That's an 11 o'clock start, New Jersey time, if you are a Rutgers fan over there. And then we mentioned Iowa and UCLA. November 15th is going to be UCLA at Washington, Purdue at Michigan State on November the 22nd, and then Utah at Central Florida on November the 29th. And the Mountain West Championship game is going to be on December the 6th. That will be on Fox. So, yeah, Friday Night Football is here to stay, and that does not include the Big Ten Network, Mark, because we know we get Big Ten games when they're not on Fox on Friday nights now. And I'm with you. I'm with Kirk Ferentz. I've been on record saying that I think it stinks. It's a bad idea. But like you said, no one asked us. And the day of not competing with high school football on a Friday night is down the road. It has been down the road for many years.
Yeah, I guess apart from that, I think a lot of folks will embrace this that may or may not be high school fans. You know, their high school team might be on the road, might have a chance to listen to you and watch the Iowa game or another Friday night game. I think it's going to be pretty popular. Maxion has been mildly popular, playing almost every day of the week like the Kansas City Chiefs. So I think it's going to be received well, apart from the fact that that high school crowd out there doesn't like it a whole lot.
319-200-2696, the temporary text line. Again, 319-200-2696, if you would like to weigh in on your thoughts for Iowa-UCLA from the Rose Bowl on a Friday night in early November from La La Land out there at the foot of the San Gabriel Mountains. Should be very pretty out there. We'll see how many Hawkeye fans make the trip out to California for that particular ball game, especially on a Friday night now. May have been more for a Saturday game or even a Saturday night game, but we'll see if Friday makes any difference as far as travel plans are concerned. Other news out of Iowa City today, this one dealing with women's basketball and the brand new head coach, Jan Jensen. We'll have a new top assistant, Mark, and I don't know if the speculation was around there or anything like that, exactly what Jenny Fitzgerald's plans were, but we now know them. Jenny Fitzgerald announcing today through the University of Iowa Athletic Department that she is going to retire along with Lisa Bluder. And Jenny has been on the bench the last 32 years as well as a member of Lisa Bluder's staff, played alongside Jan Jensen when they were both at Drake, and has been a valuable member, as we mentioned, of this Iowa women's basketball program for a long, long time. The former North Scott Lancer and Miss Iowa basketball back in her day. If Jan Jensen is the post guru, Jenny Fitzgerald was the guard guru for Lisa Bluder and the Iowa women's basketball team.
Yeah, that was her main responsibility in guard play, and Iowa's had many great guards over the years. Kathleen Doyle, Big Ten Player of the Year, on and on and on. But this really is a changing of the guard for Iowa women's basketball. When you lose your longtime head coach, you lose a longtime assistant. Now Jan Jensen has to hire, presumably, two assistants, one to replace her and now one to replace Jenny Fitzgerald, apparently remaining on the staff from last year and previous years, Raina Harmon, Abby Stamp, and Tania Davis. Again, that's presumably that they will be back. And if they are, like I said, Jan Jensen's going to have to hire two individuals to take those spots. The number one and two assistants to Lisa Bluder, so to speak.
Yeah, and I mean, at this point, you got to think that, I mean, the way Jan Jensen talked about Abby Stamp, mentioned her by name several times during her introductory news conference, I got to think that she figures into the plans as far as the Iowa women's basketball team is concerned. You would think that we have not heard anything about Tania Davis or Harmon. Those were the top two, obviously. The director of basketball operations is a young lady named Hannah Bluder. Does she get a chance to step in and maybe, you know, get her feet wet as far as being an assistant coach is concerned? We'll have to wait and see. There are going to be plenty of takers for that if they do need to find another assistant, though.
You know, maybe Raina Harmon gets elevated. She's been on the staff for 7 or 8 years, and she's been in some leadership positions as an assistant in Iowa. And, you know, she coached at Central Michigan previous to that, played at Central Michigan. Got a lot of experience. So I really have no way of knowing which direction Jan Jensen will go. But and I think there may have been some discussions prior to this announcement. I'm sure there was between Jenny and Jan. I don't think there was any animosity that Fitzgerald had about Jensen getting the job. I think she was as pleased as anyone that Jan got the job. It just, as in many people's lives, it's time to step aside, and that's what Jenny Fitzgerald chose.
Yeah, yeah. And like I said, there's going to be a lot of people, as far as applicants are concerned, for an assistant job with Iowa after the back-to-back Final Four appearances and the national championship game appearances as well. So they're going to be just fine. They'll find somebody, and it's going to be a much younger-looking staff, though. You got that feeling than it was a year ago. 319-200-2696. That's 319-200-2696. We will get to Caddy Smack on the Gym Class coming up here in just a little bit. Plenty to talk about in the world of golf that does not surround the latest romance rumor. Can we have another, and it's not going to be anything earth-shattering, Mark, like Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce or anything like that, but the rumors are flying hot and heavy right now about a certain former number one golfer in the world, maybe number two golfer right now in the world golf rankings, and a certain employee of CBS Sports that covers golf. They are rampant rumors out there about those two.
Well, let us in on it. I haven't seen this.
No, you haven't seen it? Okay, okay. Well, as we all know, Rory McIlroy, right after he won at Quail Hollow,
he just filed for divorce, for crying out loud.
Just filed for divorce. Now, apparently there was a dalliance by his wife. Now, that's just that's what everyone is saying out there. This is not TMZ. It's suddenly the Gym Class has turned into TMZ.
Please.
Yeah, we don't want it. We'd rather go a lot of different directions than that. But, and then Amanda Baliones, the one of the golf commentators, mainly doing the interviews for CBS, also a sideline reporter for CBS as far as NFL football is concerned, was married, still is married as far as we know. Amanda Renner, that is correct, to a former backup quarterback who got a cup of coffee in the National Football League, but has taken back her maiden name, has not been wearing her wedding ring all through the golf season this year, which got everybody going. And now all of a sudden, and I have no idea where this came from, but all of the golf rumor mill out there is churning about Rory and Amanda and the possible romance that they have. So we will not be talking about that with Brian.
Now, this will be Rory's third go-around, right? He was with Wozniacki, the tennis player.
Correct.
And now his most recent wife, and the ink isn't even dry on those papers. Baliones, Renner, and McIlroy have seen each other a lot. She's seen a lot of golfers.
47.
I don't know about this.
I don't either. I don't either. But you know what? The rumor mill gets started like that. 4774 says, I can work for TMZ. I chose not to go down that route. Again, we apologize for the temporary text line. Thank you, 8124, for going ahead and texting us as well. And
well, that's going to compromise her job if that pans out, right? Unless she gets a Doug Gottlieb deal.
Well, could be. Could be. Cajun Troy, thank you, Troy, for weighing in on that here today. 319-200-2696. We're going to get to Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. We're going to talk real golf. PGA from last week. Look ahead to what's coming up here. Your questions answered as well. If you are having problems with some aspect of your game, whether it be putting, chipping, driving, iron play, et cetera, get that ready to go for Brian at the temporary text line 319-200-2696. Again, 319-200-2696. But we want to get it to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update first, brought to you by our good friends at Emil's Hideaway. Big thanks to all of the staff out there, Jamie and Chris and Dave and everybody. They are located on First Avenue Southeast, across from Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot. What do we got today?
Three finals so far in Major League Baseball. The Twins have defeated Washington 3-2 to take that series. St. Louis defeated Baltimore 3-1 in the resumption of a suspended game from last night. The regular schedule game is 3-0 Baltimore in the fourth inning after a delay. And the Cleveland Indians, Cleveland Guardians, the beat goes on, defeating the New York Mets 6-3 after an early 3-0 deficit. Speaking of the beat going on, Kansas City leading Detroit 8-2, top of the eighth inning, and the Angels ahead of Houston 2-1, bottom of the ninth. In the Big Ten baseball tournament, Iowa clinging to a 1-0 lead over Michigan. The Hawkeyes batting with two outs in the top of the sixth inning. Finals in the books include last night's Ohio State's 15-2 seven-inning victory over Nebraska. Nebraska, the number two seed in the tournament. And today, the number one seed, Illinois, went down as Penn State, the eighth seed, won 8-4. So the top two seeds now in the loser's bracket. Also announced today, the All-Big Ten baseball team on the first team, pitcher Brody Brecht and third baseman Raider Tello from Iowa. Barry Davis, the former Cedar Rapids Prairie, University of Iowa, standout wrestler, Olympic silver medalist, is going to be an assistant coach at Navy under Kerry Collat. Davis spent 25 years as the head coach at Wisconsin. And finally, Ricky Stenhouse has been fined $75,000, and two of his crew members and his dad have been suspended for assorted periods of time. No penalties for Kyle Busch, who was involved in that altercation, actually instigated by Stenhouse, but instigated by Busch taking Stenhouse out.
Yeah, call me crazy here, but I think that hitting somebody in a moving vehicle at about 100 miles per hour may be more harsh than punching somebody. I get Ricky Stenhouse. He should have a fine. Absolutely. Absolutely. But, I mean, come on. Kyle Busch getting away scot-free with this is absolutely ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
And a lot of NASCAR fans are kind of up in arms today due to the fact that, we're going to come up with these penalties. But, we looked the other way as this was all brewing for 2 hours on Sunday night. So, interesting. Interesting stuff. Yeah, they're going to the bottom of the sixth in Omaha in front of friends and family, literally, with Iowa on top. Good pitching matchup between Michigan and Brody Brecht, who's got a two-hitter right now. Looking good at this particular time. Hopefully he can keep it going. Stenhouse says he's going to wreck Busch this weekend, says 0942. They're going to be going a lot faster this weekend at Charlotte. By the way, bad weather forecast for both races on Sunday, which has me very concerned for one of them. Mm-hmm. We'll take a break, come back, and we're going to get into Caddy Smack on the Jing Plass. Brian Haas is going to join us, so stay tuned. More to come after this here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast. And we are going to have plenty of sunshine with temperatures rising into the low to mid 70s today. We will have nice comfortable conditions for this afternoon and evening. Tonight we'll have clear skies, temperatures drop down into the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny skies, winds out of the south, temperatures rising toward 80 degrees. As we head into Friday morning, the chance for rain will be increasing once again with showers and storms possible through the early afternoon. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
Have you ever seen a painting you love? Like a beautiful landscape with majestic snow-capped mountains, deep green pine trees surrounding a tall rock ledge, with a waterfall falling into a deep blue lake? I always wished I could paint scenes like that, but I had no talent and couldn't even draw a stick figure. But my life changed when I learned a simple 400-year-old technique from the old masters. In no time at all, I was doing beautiful paintings, thanks to PaintByNote.com.
Hi, my name is Eric Rhodes, inventor of the PaintByNote system. I had no talent, yet today my paintings are selling in art galleries. With my PaintByNote method, I can teach anyone to paint. I've taught thousands, and I can teach you too. I guarantee it. Soon, you'll be impressing your friends with your beautiful paintings. I'd like to give you a free lesson to prove it. No credit card required. Just go to PaintByNote.com. Like a music note, paint. By note. For your free lesson, go to paintbynote.com.
Scott Unash for your neighborhood Quick Star. And right now, they've got Nature's Touch milk on sale. It can be either a skim, 1% or 2%. Nature's Touch milk made right in La Crosse, Wisconsin at Quick Trip's own dairy facility. It is just $2.49 per gallon. And if you're like we are in our particular household, you got to have a little glass of milk before you get to bed. Get you a little sleepy out there. So it doesn't matter if it's skim, 1% or 2%. Stop on by and pick up your Nature's Touch milk, $2.49 a gallon. And it's also a Wednesday, and that means 8-piece chicken, tenders or bone-in, on special for $9.99 today. Hand-breaded jumbo tenders, again, on special for $9.99. All that and a whole lot more. And use your Quick Rewards app as well at your neighborhood Quick Star.
The second you climb onto a John Deere and sit in the yellow seat, you'll notice that the difference between our 1025R and the competition is more than paint deep. It feels like it was designed with a better understanding of real-world performance needs and features you'll appreciate over the long-term ownership. At City Tractor, we went head-to-head with the competition to prove it. Stop by City Tractor on Penn Street and North Liberty today to see the difference for yourself. You just have to get in the seat.
Back with you at 3:32. We're going to get into Caddy Smack on the Gym Class here on KGYM. Going to get a hold of Brian Haas, who is out and about today. So get your questions ready to go for Brian. If you have one about your golf game at 319-200-2696. That's 319-200-2696. Phone line number still the same at 319-366-1600 as we get ready to talk golf. Lush green golf courses out there right now. How can they not be with all the precipitation that has fallen as far as Eastern Iowa is concerned? Almost maybe too much precipitation, but get a hold of Brian coming up for you here in just a moment. Unfortunately, Mark, a little rally by the Wolverines going on in Omaha. They've got the first two on in the bottom of the sixth. Brody Brecht hit a batter. That has been a problem. Right now, Iowa holding on to a 1-0 lead. Do you like watching these games in this huge, well, big stadium with about 100 people there?
I don't mind. I think the largest crowds are when Nebraska plays, and as I mentioned earlier, Nebraska got beat in the first round, and Breck's got a challenge here. He escaped a bases-loaded jam in the third inning, and now he's walked the bases-loaded. So big challenge for Breck and the Hawkeyes right now.
Two walks and a hit batter, and looks like Rick Keller is going to come out and talk things over with his all-Big Ten starter, Brody Brecht, and we'll keep you updated on exactly what is happening as far as Omaha is concerned. 319-200-2696. That's 319-200-2696. And we bring in our friend Brian Haas, our resident pro on Caddy Smack and the Gym Class for a Wednesday. Out and about today. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. We're traveling today.
All right. Where are we traveling today?
I'm headed to the airport in Chicago and then off to Dallas again.
Very nice. Very nice. It's that's good there. We promised our listeners we are not going to talk about the rumored romance between Rory McIlroy and Amanda Baleonis, so
okay. I like that. I'm up for that.
And instead we will talk about all things golf here. I got a couple of questions already in the queue, and we'll get to those coming up in just a little bit. Needless to say, a fascinating PGA championship all around, off the course and on the course last week, Brian.
Yeah, Xander's a great champion and one of those players that everybody in the media anyway were asking, when is he going to win? And it's great that he has his win now.
Brian, what were you doing Friday morning when you first looked at social media? Because Scott and I had to do a double take over the Scheffler news.
Yeah, I was working and I had clients and so it was kind of, I caught little glimpses of it, I guess, you know, from social media. It was like popping up on my phone all over the place and I thought, well, that can't be real. I go, they got to figure out who he is and get that, you know, all figured out. And by the time I had time to sit down and really look to see what happened, it was well into the evening, and I was like, wow, that really did happen. that was shocking, and you know, to the point where, you know, there's times where, you know, people are just misconstrued for someone else or not, you know, they don't believe who you are and just don't get to do what you're supposed to be doing, which is interesting.
How in the world do you concentrate enough to play golf after everything that went on?
I don't know. I mean, for him to go out and shoot a decent number, I thought it was going to be impossible. And then, because the next thing I did was look to see what he shot, and wow. The good thing is he has a good team around him. And even though he didn't get his full warm-up, he's been playing so well. And his team around him just got everything ready for him when he arrived, and really all he had to do is slide back into place. And it's still going to be odd and awkward, but it's the same place that he's always in week in and week out with the same team members, so it's a comfort zone in there. And then somehow, you know, they got him to help block out what just all happened, and it probably didn't even almost seem real to him at times.
Brian, I wonder, in regards to Xander Schauffele, he had that monkey on his back about not being able to finish when he was at or close to the lead. And I'm sure that's happened to you over the course of your career. I'm sure you address it a time or two with your students. You got a lead, you're close to it, maybe not at the PGA, maybe not at the state championships, maybe in a club tournament or even less than that. What's the thought process and how do you apply it?
Sure. You know, when I was trying to play, my mom would check on me pretty regularly and she would call me. And this was just maybe right when cell phones were starting out. So I had one of those big brick phones. And so who knew where I was at the time? And we'd talk about my round. My mom was a school teacher, and I'd tell her what I did, and I'm like, I'm so close, and yet I can't quite get there. And one day she says to me, "You can't finish." And I said, "Gee, Mom, thanks." I said, "Yeah," and I'm like, "Aren't you a teacher? You're not supposed to just tell me what I did wrong. You're supposed to help me fix it." And she goes, "You know, you're right." And in my case, the finishing was more staying focused, you know, for the entire round and finishing the round the way you started it, or, you know, maybe even finishing strong in a way that you did in the middle of the golf course. And she came back and called me back, and she goes, here's what you're going to do. You're going to start playing 27 holes every week or every day when you're practicing and you're playing. And so your mind is more set for 18 holes when you're playing in a tournament. And so you have to focus longer, and you'll be more comfortable in that 4 to 5 hour range when you're always practicing 5 to 6 hours and on the golf course. And I said, wow, that's actually a good idea. And that helped me a lot. And so I'm sure every player has gone through something similar to that. Maybe it wasn't their mom that told them they couldn't finish, but it might have been, you know, something that they saw in their own game. And it takes just little things like that to give you that confidence that you... Sorry. they give you that quick, idea that you need to get to where you need to be, in my case, you know, finishing my round strong.
Right. Brian Haas joining us here on Caddy Smack on the Gym Class for a Wednesday here on KGYM at 3:40. And you're a big fan of Xander. I know you've picked him a few times when we've made our picks. And you picked him for this one, so good for you, man.
Yeah, it was Xander's ready, and he's just one of those players that just he had to break through somewhere. And he was kind of on top, you know, in the last few weeks and hanging right in there. And sometimes that's what it takes. You know, when you win just before a major like that, it's hard to win the major. And so I like that player that didn't quite win a couple of times and you know, has a little chip on their shoulder heading into the major.
Very, very true. 319-200-2696. Let's get to some questions here. Let's start off with 8593 on the text line. And if you have a question about your game, go ahead and get it to us at 319-200-2696. They've been having trouble with the wedges lately. Usually do a practice swing, which looks really good. But then when I go hit the ball, I either hit it fat or thin. Full swings are thin. Shorter chips are fat. Some chipping advice today.
Yeah, so that sounds like body movement to me. And so the big thing would be is when you're hitting a solid shot, take note of where your body's at. So most of the time in pitching, body needs and your weight position needs to be more, if you're a right-handed player, more left or toward the target than on your right side. So the hard part is our brain thinks we need to help the ball into the air when we're chipping or pitching the ball and bunker shots and those types of shots. And so we tend to lean back to try to help the ball in the air. And really all that does is make the club work upward, which makes the ball work downward. And I always say golf is backwards. And we have to be really careful about making sure that our brain and our internals understand that we got to get, for a right-handed player, to our left, toward the target, and so that club can work downward so that the ball can climb up the face. So if you're really struggling chipping and pitching, most of the time your weight position isn't far enough toward the target, and you just really need to focus on where is my body and where's my shaft lean as I come into that shot, and then start switching it more toward the target and see if it gets. And then you can go too far, and the ball will come out a little bit lower, but it'll still go up, and kind of find that little space in between there where you're forward and not too far forward, and you'll find center, and it'll be a really good solid.
There you go. Hope that helps you, 8593 on that. Hey, I wanted to ask you as well about kind of a new trend. I know that some of the putting grips have come out. I think Golf Pride was the first one to do it, this reverse taper grip. Which is thinner at the top and fatter at the bottom, which is, again, you mentioned golf is backwards. Maybe that's why we love it, so I don't know. But that seems to be a new trend. Not a Rory Amanda trend, but, you know, this one is actually a trend.
I love that we weren't going to mention Rory and Amanda, but and we're still going. But yes, it's not. It's actually not new. I had the reverse taper grips in my arsenal of grips, you know, when I had my country clubs years and years ago in Chicago, and it was just something that some of the players liked. It was actually more of the Mo Norman style type players that were trying those grips, and they were trying the Mo Norman style of swing, and so I stocked some of those grips, and these were reverse tapers, so they were fatter on the bottom, smaller at the top, and so it's not anything new. I think what's more new is it's becoming a little more mainstream, because it was odd, you know, 15, 20 years ago that there was a reverse taper grip. And I'd still say it's odd today. It's definitely not the norm. But, again, it's not a new trend by any means. It's just kind of trending again.
Is that just a function of feel and preference for the golfer? I don't understand, you know, why it's, you know, maybe effective.
Yeah. Well, if you have a... You know, I would like to say the way I play golf, personally, my hands are working together. I don't really feel one way or another like my left hand is stronger than my right or vice versa. And some players have that feeling, like their right hand is stronger. So in the case of a larger bottom grip, that could help take that right hand out of play a little bit for that player and help them not be so active with that hand. And so when we make that larger... And if you think about grabbing a large pipe and you try to wiggle your wrists around, it's really hard to do. And if you grab a tiny little stick and try to wiggle your wrists around, it's really easy to do. So if we need to take your hands out of play, we make the grip larger. So there's a good number of players that will take a traditional grip and they will have four wraps on the bottom side of that grip or the bottom half of the grip, which is where their right hand comes in. And really all they did was kind of make the grip almost one width all the way down. So there's a very, very slight taper to it. And by making that larger bottom, their right hand, for a right-handed player, would be less active. And so now they're just going back to that grip that they made many, many years ago. And just they built it instead of adding wraps of tape at the bottom.
Mm.
There you go. And a lot of people very, very interested in getting those. Kind of the new thing out there. If you have a question for Brian, get it to us at 319-200-2696, 319-200-2696. We're going to take a very short break, come back, and have more for you. We'll update you on Iowa baseball as well. So stay with us. More Caddy Smack in the Gym Class after this here on KGYM.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6759. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-6759. That's 800-575-6759. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Back with you at 3:48. It is a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. If you have a question about your game, go ahead and get it to us on the text line at 319-200-2696. 319-200-2696. And Brian, now we are in the middle of a rainy period, obviously. Hopefully no destructive things will be in our near future like we saw yesterday, but There are some golf courses that are, especially in central Iowa, that are really, really bailing water. And you've been with course superintendents, working hand-in-hand with them over the years, and a lot of them have some very late nights coming their way here in the next few days.
They do. They're pulling their hair out for sure. It's, you know, when you get that much water, at a certain point, your ground is saturated, and there's just nowhere for it to go. And if you're not near a river or a lake of some sort and have, you know, drainage, you know, that can make it to a larger water body of water, it's, you know, it's really difficult for your golf course. And once a golf course reaches saturation, it takes quite a while for that to dry out and that away. So they are out pumping and moving water to places that necessarily can't take any more water, but it's a better place than where it was previously. So, I feel for them. It's a lot of work, and they will do the best they can to try to make the golf courses playable, you know, for this holiday weekend coming up.
Brian, we're about a week out from the Principal Charity Classic in Des Moines, and Wakanda has undergone considerable changes, and golfers and spectators are going to see a different course.
Yeah, they're going to see a completely different course. They did a true renovation to the golf course. It hasn't been open to the members yet. It's not open for any early practice rounds. So everybody's going to see this at the same time. So that will be fair to all the players in that sense. It was due, and it was ready for some changes. The game, I wouldn't say passed by the golf course, but our game has changed a bit, and that course needed some changes to kind of fit the modern game that we're playing right now. I'm excited to see it. It's gonna be really good. I know anything they do is gonna be a good positive change. And today I think is the first qualifier for local qualifying, and then next week will be the actual qualifier date to get in for the individuals that aren't exempt into the principal. So guys like Tracy Best and some of the other PGA golf professionals in our section will be at those qualifiers trying to sneak their way into the event.
Well, they did what even on the PGA Tour this week at Colonial, Hogan's Alley right there, Ben Hogan's course down in Dallas, that he did so many things. They did the exact same thing on the same timetable, literally, as Wakanda. And they don't have any practice rounds. Everyone's going to see it again. They've kind of taken it back to where it was in the heyday of Ben Hogan. I'm anxious to see what it's going to look and play like.
Yeah, I will be there on Sunday.
Awesome.
And yes, and it's going to be a great experience and a lot of fun. And we're going to spend a little time in the practice range, and then Sunday.
Well, let us know next time you're on. Let us know what it looks like, and I'll be interested to see what the players' reaction is going to be.
Yes, yeah, it's going to be a fun week there, and we're going to play a little bit of golf around it, and spend some time at the event as well. So I'm really looking forward to that.
We got U.S. Open qualifying going on as well. A few qualifiers have already been done, especially across seas, but we're going to have golf's longest day coming up pretty soon.
Yes, and I don't know if you noticed also that Jed Gibb from the Iowa PGA section, he qualified for the U.S. Senior Open.
Yes. Nice job. Nice job by him. One more question here coming in before we let you go. 7706 is a lefty, and he's asking, or they are asking, they hit a lot of low shots, a lot on the ground. How can you get that ball in the air?
Yeah, so it's very similar to the wedge question or the pitching and chipping question. And for the left-handed player, the odds are that if you're hitting the top of the ball, and you're hitting, you know, these low grounders, you're not getting the ball position. First, check your ball position. And then secondly, check your weight position at impact. So you got to get your weight more on top of that right thigh toward the target, and let that club work downward toward the ball so it has a chance to climb up the face. Because when our club is working upward, the ball's going to go downward. And so it's that backwards thing again. So for a left-handed player, we're working to our right side, trying to get to a 70-30 to the right position where you have 70% of your weight on your right side at impact. And so that club can work downward and the ball can climb the face.
There you go. Helping out right there. And well, have fun down at Colonial, and we'll talk again in a couple weeks. And again, check out lakehousesports.com for what Brian has to offer down there, and should be a good time.
Yeah, it will be really good. I'm looking forward to it. I'll take some pictures and give you some more feedback in our next show.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you. Take care, guys.
You bet. 3:55, and our thanks to Brian Haas for joining us here on Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. As we can update you on what's happening in Omaha right now, Brody Brecht almost got out of the bases loaded, nobody out situation, threw a wild pitch and an error on the throw to try to get the runner coming home from third. Michigan scoring two runs to take a 2-1 lead, but Iowa has tied it up in the top of the seventh inning at two apiece, and the Hawkeyes have runners at the corners right now with only one out, and Michigan has gone to the bullpen for their second pitcher, and might be their third pitcher coming up here as well. So Hawks with a chance to retake the lead here, Mark.
Yeah, they do. And really unfortunate. Breck nearly worked himself out of a bases loaded, no out jam. And that, well, I mean, it was a little league inning, three walks and a wild pitch. Michigan scores two. When Breck has his command, he's been excellent. But these walks, hit by pitches, has come back to bite him a little bit. As you said, it's 2-2 right now.
Yep, 2-2 right now. Winner of this one will get Penn State. The Nittany Lions upset number one seeded Illinois earlier on today. A lot of questions over there in Omaha and in Lincoln, Mark. Nebraska chose not to pitch Mr. Sears, the Big Ten Pitcher of the Year, and the Huskers got buried last night. And that was a very, very awkward news conference afterwards with the Nebraska head coach.
Pretty odd. I think Nebraska thought they could get by Ohio State, which was the seventh seed, against the number two, essentially on Nebraska's home turf. Man, that didn't work out well at all.
Did not work out. And that is the old adage, you always go with your best. That is how things play out. Hawkeyes going for a little bit of a safety squeeze. Didn't work. Runner stays on at third, and they're now two outs. Spencer will keep you updated on that. Spencer on Sports coming your way next from 4 until 6. Western Conference Finals tonight, Game 1, beginning at 7 o'clock for you. Coming up tomorrow, Mark Janes, the voice of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network, will join us. We'll talk about the 108th running of the Indianapolis 500. Mark, have a good night.
Will do. Talk to you tomorrow.
You've been listening to The Gym Class here on KGYM.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea.